are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Karen.
I'm Jessica.
I'm Emily.
Hi, I'm Kaya.
I'm Caitlin.
I'm Jamie.
I'm Carolyn, and let's start the show with a song.
Glory be to the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Praise His name and worship, worship the Lord. Sing glory, hallelujah. Sing and praise His name. Glory, hallelujah. Sing and praise His name. Glory be to the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Praise His name and worship, worship the Lord. Sing glory, hallelujah. Sing and praise His name. Praise His name.
Going to talk about the Ten Commandments.
They are found in the book of Deuteronomy in the Old Testament.
Chapter 5.
God had just led the Israelites out of Egypt, and He made a promise to them. He promised the people of Israel that He would always watch over them and take care of them if they obeyed all of His laws, His commandments. And God spoke to Moses and gave Moses the Ten Commandments.
Number 1. You shall have no other gods before me. There is only one God.
Number 2. Do not worship idols. Idols can be statues or they can even be things like money.
Number 3. Be careful how you use my name. God is holy and His name should not be used in a disrespectful way.
Number 4.
Keep the Sabbath day holy. When God created the heavens and the earth, He rested on the seventh day.
He wants us to do the same.
He wants us to have some time to be with Him.
Number 5, honor your mother and father. I think we all know what that means.
It means to listen to your parents and treat them with respect.
Number 6, do not kill.
Every life is valuable to God.
Number 7, do not commit adultery. A husband and wife should be faithful to each other.
Number 8. Do not steal. Take only what rightfully belongs to you.
Number 9. Do not lie about your neighbor. Love your neighbor.
Number 10. Do not want what your neighbor has. Be happy with all that God has given you.
Some of these laws seem easy to keep, don't they?
Yeah.
You think, which are some of the laws that you think would be easy to keep?
Do not kill.
Do not kill.
And
okay.
Do not steal.
Okay. Jamie?
Do not worship idols.
Good, good.
And have no other gods before me.
Right. But what are some of the laws that you think you have a hard time with? Caitlin?
Well, actually, the one JB said would be easy to, I think it's kind of, sometimes it's hard not to worship idols.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes things like music and different things you worship, you don't even realize it.
Yeah, a lot of times when you think of idols, you think of the statues or something like the golden calf that they built and worship that. But we can worship money or power or lots of different things become our idols, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's real hard to keep, Jessica.
Sometimes it's hard to honor your mother and father when you really don't want to do what they ask you to do, like do your chores.
Yeah, I think that you're being very, very honest with that, right? Yeah. And Jamie?
I think it's hard to not want what your neighbor has because you always want something more than what you have.
Well, that's right. And that's the Bible talks about that as coveting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Caitlin.
Sometimes honoring your mother and your father can be hard.
Yeah.
Because kids sometimes just want it their way.
Right. Well, you know, some of these laws seem easier than others to keep. But God told his people to keep all of his laws all the time. That would be pretty hard, don't you think?
Every single one?
Every single one, all the time.
That would be hard to always obey your parents and never lie or cheat or be jealous of anything.
And what is it called when we break one of these commandments?
Sin.
That's right. It's called sin. When Jesus was asked by the Jewish teachers, by the Pharisees, which was the greatest commandment, Jesus replied,
"Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All of the laws of the prophets hang on these two commandments."
So what does that mean to you? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. Caitlin?
Just means love.
Okay, that's
love's
right.
Love's the most important thing.
That's right. And you know, in the Bible, Paul tells us in the book of Romans that love is the fulfillment of the law. Fulfillment means what the law is all about. So all of the laws that God gave Moses and that Jesus gave us are based on what?
Love.
Love, that's right. You can make someone happy, it's true, by just a little thing that you do. Give a gift from your heart, and I know it would make someone feel good. Let's pray. Lord, we're unable to keep your laws, even though we try and try. But you know our weaknesses, and you love us and forgive us. Thank you for sending Jesus to us, your precious Son. He will teach us how to love you, and he will teach us how to love our neighbors. In his name we pray. Amen.
We have time for one more song.
It's a song about love.
God's love.
I bow my head and pray. I do it every day. It's my time to share with God in heaven above. I go to him and pray. God is always there. Thank you, God, for your wonderful love. L-O-V-E, love. I am blessed. I am part of God's family.
Share this message with others.
And if you have something you would like to share with our listening audience, please write to us or call us.
Our address is Charity Kids Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Maryland 21094.
Our email address is karen@karenandkids.com.
Or call us at 1-800-527-5522.
Our address is Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Maryland 21094.
And remember,
love God and love your neighbor. See you next time.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written and produced by Karen Mortimer and Lisa Sampson. Our music is recorded and produced by John Grant at Secret Sound. This program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.